I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. The resurrection described in John's Gospel appears to be a series of many surprises. The stone was rolled away from the mouth of the tomb. Mary Magdalene was surprised. The tomb was empty. The disciples who raced to the burial site were surprised. The gardener surprises Mary, who did not recognize the resurrected Lord. You can imagine the surprise of the other disciples that night, who were surprised when Mary told them, "I have seen the Lord." It shouldn't have been a surprise. Jesus told them he had a date with the cross. The reason for his coming, the capstone of his mission, and the culmination of his earthly ministry was up on a cross and out of a grave alive. The portrayal of the life and ministry of Jesus in the Gospels could also be termed as a series of surprises. Surprise! Jesus taught with a fresh interpretation of the law, with an authority not seen before or since. Surprise! Jesus said, "Love your neighbor and also your enemies. Pray for them who despitefully use you, and forgive 70 times 70. Surprise! Jesus taught, "Seek first the kingdom, and the stuff you're looking for will be added unto you." Surprise! Jesus endured the cross and the shame for the joy at a time when we didn't deserve it. For while we were yet sinners, Jesus died on the cross. Surprises! Jesus went further to reach people and reconcile them to God, crossing political, cultural, and historical boundaries. He let nothing stand in his way. The Pharisees, soldiers, Herod, and Satan all tried to stop him. Peter tried to convince him to choose another course of action, and Judas tried to betray him into military action. We may even remain surprised at how important we are to Jesus Christ, surprised that salvation is still available by grace through faith. Surprise, there is still healing in the hem of his garment when we are so unworthy to unlatch the sandals from his feet. Surprise that even when we tripped over our own feet, stumbled into poor decisions, disintegrated in private, or flopped in public, Jesus was there for us. Even when we didn't deserve resuscitation, surprise, Jesus led the rescue effort. What a great surprise party it was that day when Jesus rose from the grave with all power in his hands. The rules for inclusion were changed so that all who could call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The grave has no victim and the death has no sting. Let us gather together on this Resurrection Sunday to proclaim this victory and the spread of a new community ruled by God's love. Let's celebrate today by recommitting our lives to the worship, work, and witness of our resurrected Messiah. Tell our own story to all who would listen. Like Mary, "I have seen the Lord." This is Vashti McKenzie. Happy Resurrection Day. Now go and live in the power of the resurrection.